Chapter 22. Escalation. No, I'm not going to meet them, Chetta told the guard irritably. Send a team and escort them here. Protocol might dictate the reception chambers, but we don't have the personnel to secure... That's him! That's him! It was Tashelle's voice, from behind her. Chetta turned to see her aide jabbing her finger at a depict screen in Yun's annex, which was displaying a still from immigration control. A pale-skinned man, with narrow cheeks and scraggly dark hair that reached past his shoulders. He had a respirator, but it was pulled down to expose his face as the official compared his name to that of his ident. Name? Chetta demanded, limping towards them, the guard completely forgotten. Radomir Niklau, Tekua said, checking and checking again against the notes in his hand. Yes, the gate and time stamp match up. Whoever he may really be, he travelled here using an ident in the name of Radomir Niklau. Chetta looked at Nagiri. Your ladyship? Nagiri subvocalized something into the comm wrapped around her throat, then spoke clearly. This is rogue trader Indrinian Vass. Get me Judge Arctos immediately. She paused for a moment. Yes, I know that it's midnight on the Feast of the Emperor's Ascension, because I am not a complete imbecile. You apparently are, however, since despite my authorization code, you have replied to me instead of immediately patching me through. This is a security issue of the utmost urgency. Pray do not delay me any further. There was a moment of silence. Nagiri must have muted her comm, for her mouth quirked into a wry smile as she looked at Chetta.
Proctors, even I can't intimidate them much, on a personal level. Make them worry that they're delaying the Emperor's justice, however.
Her face became alert and stern again.
Arctos, it's Vass. I'm going to send you a picked file of a man identified as Radomir Niklau. Consider him to be the prime suspect for the concerns we have spoken of previously. He is armed and extremely dangerous, and I want a shoot-on-sight order for anyone who even vaguely resembles him, until we have 100% confirmation that he's dead.
Another pause.
Yes. So long as the city is still in one piece by the time we get to him, then there is no such thing as too much collateral damage. And I'm prepared to be flexible about the city.
Good work, Chetta murmured to Tashelle and Tekua. Her aide still looked a little disturbed, which was only to be expected if you'd just caught another glimpse of the face of the man who'd killed your colleague in front of you. Tekua Yun simply had the beam of a man who had been working hard and could see now that all his effort had apparently paid off. Tekua, as soon as everything settles down, feel free to leave and go back to your rooms.
For how long, High Lady?
Tekua asked uncertainly. Chetta tutted. Until I say otherwise. This isn't the administratum. You work for me when I need you to do something. So long as you keep out of trouble the rest of the time, I don't care what you get up to. She turned away from his awestruck expression and back to Nagiri. Did he agree?
He's mobilizing every proctor in the city, Nagiri confirmed with some satisfaction. The watchmen are being promised bonuses for it too, although they'll likely just end up shooting each other. One way or another, though, I'm hoping we can flush this man Niklau out. At the very least, he's a dangerous witch. At worst?
She shrugged, the massive pauldrons of her power armor exaggerating the movement.
Well, I almost hope he is the worst in this case. Then at least we'd know we'd dealt with it.
You're prepared to put a lot of faith in the word of my aide, Chetta remarked, lowering her voice a little as Yun's assistants began to shut down the cogitators around them.
She seems sensible, Nagiri replied. You appointed her yourself?
I did, Chetta nodded. Nagiri flashed a quick smile. That says a lot as well. Her expression sobered.
Are you going to explain the situation to your sister-in-law and her husband?
I most certainly am, Chetta said. She rubbed her right shoulder with her left hand. The damned thing still ached from when she'd struck the assassin with her cane. I may not be especially keen on either of them, but they're no fools. And they're as fond of this planet as I am. Josin's resources could be critical in finding Niklau.
She didn't have long to wait. It was a matter of minutes before the heavy main doors of the security chamber opened once more, admitting Mirandia and Jalamar amidst a knot of Brabantis security personnel.
Chetamande!
Mirandia called, storming across the room. Chetta should never have let them in here by rights, not into the nerve centre of Brabantis security. But she'd meant what she'd said, about not having the guards available to safely meet them anywhere else. Chetta liked her war pie exactly where it was.
Where is my brother?
If you'd like to come in here, Chetta asked, smiling sweetly.
She turned and jerked her head at Tekua and his assistants. Out! Now! The surveillance personnel filed out hurriedly, and Cheta ushered Deschelle, Nigiri, and Davis in, then held the door for Mirandir and Jalamar before shutting it behind her. Jalamar was eyeing the two towering armoured warriors uneasily, but Mirandir was concentrating only on Cheta.
Well?
Vitar is dead, Cheta said bluntly. She felt a momentary twinge of guilt as the other woman's face crumpled, but only a momentary one. There was an assassination attempt when we were with the governor.
And how convenient that Vitar died and yet you live,
Mirandir hissed venomously, the lumens above flashing off her glare shades as she tilted her head.
Lady Brabantis would have died also, were it not for my intervention, Nigiri put in.
Cheta started to object. She'd handled that one with the claws quite readily, she'd thought, but clamped down on the words. Nigiri was only trying to help after all.
You?
Mirandir scoffed, rounding on her.
The rogue pauper attached to the beggars who dines. Of course my brother's death would aid your patron, since it would leave this fool in a position of power.
She pointed at Cheta, who fought very hard to control her urge to swat Mirandia's arm away with her cane, and possibly have her finger slip over the activation stud at the same time. She managed to keep control of herself, however.
So I am both a snivelling incompetent and a manipulative schemer, she demanded.
Mirandir, you need to choose one or the other for me. And lest we forget, now my husband and my brother-in-law are both dead, you are the sole surviving scion of the ruling branch of House Brabantis. Don't pretend that you do not stand to benefit from this state of affairs.
Well, perhaps she hadn't fully kept control.
Mirandia's mouth had lolled open for a second in utter shock, but then her nostrils flared as she drew in breath, ready to retaliate.
There is an unregistered psyker called Radomir Niklau at large in Ascension City, and he is killing navigators and cutting out their warp eyes,
Deschelle Devoir said loudly, inserting herself between Cheta and Mirandir.
Including in a dive bar called the Star Lounge in the Mitz. Despite the efforts of at least one house to keep it quiet, we believe that he is attempting to replicate a ritual that pulled the entire planet of Gallimo Prime into the warp, which means we could all die at any moment.
It was the Star Lounge that got them. As soon as those words left Deschelle's throat, Mirandia's mouth began to close again, and Jalamar visibly paled. They knew she had the truth, or at least part of it. Mirandir licked her lips.
How many other deaths have there been?
Were they yours? Nigiri asked. In the Star Lounge, I mean.
One of them was, Mirandir admitted. We never identified the other. I didn't remember her as being Brabantis either. A visitor from off-world, we thought. We know of six in total, as of this evening, Deschelle said. There may be more, of course.
We have only just ascertained the killer's likely identity, Nigiri said. I have already instructed Judge Arctos to begin a citywide manhunt.
She let that sentence hang in the air for a moment, while Mirandir and Jalamar registered the fact that this rogue trader was capable of, and willing to, dispense instructions to the system's highest-ranking representative, of the Adeptus Arbites, and the implied fact that he'd obey.
Any resources that House Josin could lend to the search would, of course, be very much appreciated.
Mirandir and Jalamar exchanged a look. Quite what could be communicated between them with those circles of darkened glass in front of Mirandir's eyes, Cheta couldn't be entirely sure. Perhaps they simply knew each other well, however, for Mirandir turned back with a determined expression.
Your words about my brothers, she said to Cheta, raising a shaking finger, are insulting in the extreme, and I shall consider my response to them carefully. However, in the circumstances, it seems clear that other matters require our immediate attention. Never let it be said that House Josin's first loyalty is not to the Imperium. We have heard of the horror that was Gallimo Prime. If you have compelling evidence that this man is a genuine threat, we shall, of course, mobilize to aid in his apprehension.
Never mind apprehension. We want the bastard dead,
Nigiri said flatly.
If we provide you with details, you can get your house to assist.
My father trusts me implicitly,
Jalamar said, with a jerk of his head that was more of a twitch than a nod. Good, Cheta said. She mentally gritted her teeth. You have my thanks.
I'm not doing this for you, Mirandir snorted. I simply do not suffer from sufficient hubris
to risk the safety of an entire planet over an insult from a grasping, duplicitous harridan.
Then that makes two of us, Chetta replied,
baring her teeth in what anyone could take as a smile, if they so chose.
Mirandia and Jalamar clearly didn't, but Chetta couldn't give a Grox's left testicle for either of them.
Lady Vass, shall we?
The door to the annex flew open to reveal the same Vox operator that had alerted Chetta to the Jocin's imminent arrival. She hesitated, as every eye turned on her and began to visibly wilt.
I am not exaggerating, Chetta said deliberately, when I say that this had better be good.
It's not good, my lady, the woman stammered. It's...
She trailed off, eyeing Mirandia and Jalamar uneasily.
Out with it, Chetta snapped.
Forgive me, my lady, the Vox operator said miserably. Some of our interests have come under attack.
Chetta stared at her, not comprehending. Attack? What do you mean, precisely?
Armed troops, my lady,
the woman said, looking as though she wanted the floor to swallow her up.
It's an open offensive.
What?
Chetta strode towards her and the woman hastily backed out of the doorway before she got trampled.
Whose troops? What's going on? An open offensive?
They're not acting covertly. We've seen insignia?
Yes, my lady, the woman said. It's... they're... Dakar's, my lady.